Cameron, I think much of day two has been fairly much reflective of what happened on day one here. Big partnership, batting throughout the morning, and then eventually partnership broken and wickets coming.
Yeah, I think so. It was pretty similar days for both sides. I think we're probably, well, we'd hopefully say we're on top at the moment. Had a slightly better day. But yeah, it's a sort of wicket where you can always get wickets. And yeah, I think they showed that today and we showed that yesterday.
Tell us about your partnership with Tom Latham then, because it looked like you could have batted out all day long.
Yeah, good partnership. Nice batting with Tom. Who's trying to distract me there. No, very nice batting with Tom. Yeah, felt as though we could have gone all day, and it's a shame that I was the one to end that and not go all day with him.
It was a, I think it was a bit of a ploy from Sussex to put a man on the deep, and Ollie Robinson banged in a slowish bouncer.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, it was definitely playing to me to bowl it a bit shorter. I think I'd struggled a bit more against the short ball than say Tom had, who's got a good hook shot in his armoury, which I didn't seem to have today. But yeah, I thought they bowled quite well, and yeah, they got the better of me in the end.
You see, he has a good hook shot in his armoury. He did the same thing as you 4 overs later, and he was out as well.
Yes, he did.
So where's your revenge?
we all make mistakes. Yeah.
And that just brought about a little wobble, didn't it, mid-afternoon for Durham, 4 wickets falling before a bit of luck from Graham Clark as well. I think he was dropped on 10, went on to make 73, and just stored a bit, you know, brought it back a bit of calm and just eased the nerves a bit.
I think so. I think, yeah, on this pitch, I think, and at Riverside, usually you can always have a little collapse, and I think Clarkey and Pringle did well to steady the ship, and then at the end, Clarkey and Carsey did very, very well. Clarkey's batting beautifully and hopefully goes on to get a very big one tomorrow.
And for you, it's been a great few months with a bat in the county championship. You look like you've enjoyed yourself, and you certainly cemented a place up towards the top of the order for Durham.
I'd hope so, yeah. It's been great fun. We've had some really good team performances over the last couple of months. I think there are a lot of positive signs for us. They're just loving it, yeah.
News yesterday about Paul Coughlan deciding to join Nottinghamshire next season, and some strong words from Sir Ian Botham about players being poached from Durham, and he had a lot to say actually about the ECP and everybody else at other clubs and agents and everything else. It's obviously sent a bit of a shockwave through the dressing room that he is leaving, but what do you think about what Sir Ian Botham's had to say?
I don't have too many thoughts, to be honest. I don't really know the ins and outs of how everything works, so it's not really my place to comment. But I think, yeah, there probably does need to be something put in place. I think, especially with the disparities in the wealthier counties and the, well, ones like Durham. Yeah. So something probably does have to be done, but I don't know enough to have a definitive opinion on it.
Has it had any impact in the dressing room at all, or are you all just too busy concentrating on the game in front of you at the moment?
Oh, obviously, we're all concentrating on this game, but we're all upset to see Coggers leave. Like, he's a great bloke, and it's ultimately probably the best decision for his career, so we can't blame him, and obviously very happy for him.